Good morning. Today is Wednesday, May 18th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be mostly sunny with a high of 86 and a low of 70. In our top story, we have big election news in North Carolina from the primary election on Tuesday. Representative Ted Budd will face former NC Chief Justice Sherry Beasley in the general election this November. Budd benefited from an endorsement by former President Donald Trump and $11 million from a conservative political interest group to secure the Republican nomination. He defeated former Governor Pat McCrory, former Representative Mark Walker and 11 other Republicans. Beasley dominated with more than 80% of the votes and won the Democratic nomination for Senate. She is the first black woman to do so in North Carolina. The battle between Beasley and Budd to represent North Carolina following the retirement of Senator Richard Burr is expected to be contentious and costly. In more election news, a deluge of scandals cost Representative Madison Cawthorn his seat Tuesday. State Senator Chuck Edwards narrowly defeated the first-term incumbent for the Republican nomination in the Western North Carolina district that sent him to Congress 2 years ago. Cawthorn called Edwards to concede the race as unofficial results showed Edwards winning. Edwards will now face off against Democratic nominee Jasmine Beach Ferrara in the general election on November 8 in the 11th Congressional District. Cawthorn, the youngest member of the 117th Congress, had already earned national attention for his support of Trump and a series of controversies. In business, Kane Realty revealed plans for the first two high-rises it will build in Raleigh's downtown south. There will be a 21-story apartment tower and a 27-story office building. Construction will get underway in early 2023, saying it would file plans with the city in the coming days. Downtown South is a $2 billion project envisioned as a sports and entertainment district anchored by a soccer stadium that serves as a gateway into downtown Raleigh. And finally, the State Division of Motor Vehicles will reopen some of its driver's license offices on Saturday mornings ahead of its busy summer season. 16 DMV offices that had been opened on Saturdays in the past will again see walk-in customers from 8 a.m. to noon starting this weekend. The 16 offices include one in Durham and one in Raleigh. People can go to the DMV on Saturdays for certain express services such as driver's license or ID card renewals, address changes and road tests. Appointments are encouraged. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.